W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The United States still has the most medals of any other country at the Olympics in Paris at 30, and Thursday brings women's gymnastics back to the forefront in what's called the all-around competition.
Simone Biles is looking to add a second gold medal to her historic run in Paris after the U.S. women won the team competition Tuesday, making Biles the most decorated gymnast in U.S. history with 8 medals. She's the heavy favorite. Teammate Suni Lee just edged out Jordan Chiles to grab the second all-around spot for the U.S. and could also medal. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The U.S. men had their all-around Wednesday night, but did not medal. The alleged architect of the attacks of September 11, 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, has reached a plea deal with the U.S., and family members of World Trade Center victims are not happy.
Details of the plea bargain are unclear, but the defendant's long-standing condition has been to avoid the death penalty. Mike Burke's brother, Billy, was an FDNY firefighter who died while saving civilians in the North Tower.
The firefighters, they went into the building and they were prepared to die to save innocents. KSM gets a plea deal. That doesn't strike me as justice.
Some of the victims' families tell me they are desperately waiting for details of the agreement, particularly where these defendants will serve out their sentences. Ali Bauman, CBS News, New York.
Former President Donald Trump questioned whether Vice President Harris is black in front of a convention for black journalists. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Trump was asked about presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
I don't know. Is she Indian or is she black? She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Trump's remarks sparked backlash from Harris, who was the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants.
A top U.S. official is calling on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to acknowledge his opponent, Edmundo Gonzalez, as the winner of Venezuela's weekend presidential election. Brian Nichols is U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs.
Given the overwhelming evidence obtained by documented proof of millions of votes cast, Maduro and his representatives should recognize Edmundo Gonzalez Urrutia as the winner of the July 28th presidential election.
Nearly 7 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, a specific type of dementia. And a new study says considerable new evidence supports adding vision loss and high cholesterol to the list of potentially modifiable risk factors for developing dementia. Research also suggests avoiding smoking and excessive alcohol drinking. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and 4 counts of recklessly endangering safety following an 8-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed 5 people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in 7 swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The dog days of training camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive positive, Willie Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willie Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms roll through. Temperatures will drop to the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, showers, still a few storms around. Mostly cloudy skies and lower 80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin visit with a Waukesha area assembly candidate standing up to the right-wing assault on education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
So maybe you caught the news today. It was all over the various networks that Project 2025 is winding up their policy work. They're shutting down, like they're going to go away. And you don't have to worry anymore. And Donald Trump doesn't have to worry anymore. And there's really no Project 2025 anymore. And this, you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, not true. Not true. What they said, this is the press release, essentially, or the comment that they made, is that they have said that they're shutting down their policy work. Now, what does that mean? What that means is the policy work is where you decide what your policies are going to be. Once you've done your policy work, then you do your political work. Then you do your, you know, then you implement those policies. So all they're saying is, you know, everything that's in that 900-page book, we're done. We don't have anything to add to it. But it's still there. It's still real. It was still put together by a bunch of Trump administration officials, former Trump administration officials. And basically, Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, the guy who really helped put this whole thing together, yesterday on social media said, and I quote, Project 2025 will continue our efforts to build a personal apparatus for policymakers of all levels, federal, state, and local. I look forward to leading this team to continued success. So all this stuff that you're hearing and, you know, the Post, the Times, I mean, the networks, they all picked it up. You all think that Project 2025 is so scary and so terrible and Donald Trump is going to use it to deconstruct American government and all that. Don't worry. They finished their policy work. Yeah, that's exactly what they've done. They finished their policy work, and now they're in the putting it into law, putting it into place phase. What are some of the things that are included in Project 2025? Well, let's just go through them real quickly. First of all, they want to gut the Environmental Protection Agency. On day one, by the way, I'm getting this from a piece by Mia DeFellis, Food and Water Watch, who wrote an article about this. First off, the plan recommends gutting the EPA. On day one, it would downsize the staff at a time when the agency is already severely understaffed and under-resourced. It also aims to strip our waters of protection from polluters. They would exclude much of our country's wetlands and temporary waters from protection and narrow the kinds of water pollution regulated under the Clean Water Act. Factory farms and industrial plants, because of these sources of water pollution, we need more protections, not less, but they want to let them just continue to dump, you know, crap, literally, in our waters with no end. They want to revisit Biden's recent lead and copper rule improvement and his PFAS regulations. PFAS are those forever chemicals that appear to be causing cancer all across the United States, and they get in the water supply and they're impossible to get out. And the lead and copper rule is, you know, lead in the water. in your water supply. They want to roll those back. They basically want to allow corporations to get away with poisoning our air and our water. And then, you know, if a cleanup is necessary, have taxpayers pay the bill. They're entirely and expressly focused on deregulation and downsizing the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which makes sure that our food is safe. They say they have to do this to, quote, because the USDA is, quote, a threat to farmers' independence. Right. So, you know, hey, you know, if you want to spray a pesticide, a deadly pesticide on your food and then serve it to people, that's fine, according to Project 2025. You want to use genetically modified organisms? We don't know what the side effects will be. Yeah, just go ahead. Hey, as long as you're making money, we're happy. This is, it appears to be kind of the worldview of the Project 2025 people. Additionally, Project 2025 cruelly threatens to yank food access to poor and low-income families across the country. Notably, it calls for limiting access to SNAP benefits, the food stamps, and which feed 40 million people in the United States right now. And it also wants to restrict the TANF program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which specifically helps children and families with children who are falling on hard times. You know, lost your job, your house burned down, you know, a flood, you know, wiped out your home. Stuff like that, you know, the TANF program comes in to help out. They want to do that. They want to restrict that. They want to expand fossil fuel drilling, fracking, and gas exports. They want to make our planet warmer, or at least they want to make more profits. I'm not sure that they care explicitly whether the planet is warm or not. What they want to do is jack up the profits of the fossil fuel barons, you know, the and there's a bunch of them, and the fossil fuel companies that give them so many dollars. So that's what we're seeing. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is now under attack for, or he's being criticized, shall we say, for going on the radio on the WABC Sid and Friends in the Morning radio show, I believe it was day before yesterday, and saying that Kamala Harris doesn't like Jewish people. Everybody knows it. Nobody wants to say it. Really? And then the host of the program says that, you know, they tell me that this Harris husband, Doug Emhoff, is Jewish. And then he goes on to say he's Jewish like Bernie Sanders is Jewish. He's a crappy Jew. He's a horrible Jew. And Trump is going, yeah, 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 I agree with that. I don't think it's going to work out for these guys. I mean, they're pissing off women. They're pissing off Jewish people. I don't get it. If there's a strategy here, I'm missing it, other than just, you know, pandering to your white supremacist Christian nationalist base. But there's not enough of those base voters out there to elect a president. It's just that simple. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just announced that they are funding a $5 million program to try to vaccinate the estimated 200,000 people, excuse me, who are working in animal agriculture nationwide. The concern, this is, they're going to vaccinate them with the regular flu vaccine. And the reason why is because the way that the H5N1, the way that it could mutate to become, you know, just deadly and pathogenic is if it infects a poultry worker or a cattle worker or whatever, who also has a regular flu virus. And then they switch genes around, and suddenly you've got a flu virus that has the deadliness of H5N1 and the ability to be transmitted from human to human of the normal flu viruses. So they're trying to head that off. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out and how it plays out, but it seems like a good first step. All right, let's pick up your calls here. John in Highland Park, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick question, then I'll hang up and listen. What happens if Trump loses and the red states refuse to certify? Does it go to the Supreme Court, which would likely, I would imagine, based on history, just gift wrap him the presidency? That's my question. Thanks for all your great work.
Yeah, the nightmare scenario, John, is if enough red states refuse to certify, or if enough counties refuse to certify, that the states can't certify, so that neither candidate gets 270 Electoral College votes. Then, under the 12th Amendment, the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives. This has happened before, by the way. It happened in the election of Thomas Jefferson in 1800. I believe it happened in the election of John Quincy Adams. I could be wrong. But That's a possibility, and the Supreme Court would probably be the agent that would facilitate that. I am skeptical that they will be able to pull this off. I know that they're talking about it, they're planning it, they're giddy about it. Donald Trump is bragging about it during his little rallies. But I just don't think they're going to get away with it. I realize they've got 70 election deniers in six or seven swing states now as election workers. But I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's like they showed their hand, you know? They revealed what they're going to do. So hopefully the Biden administration is a step ahead of them. Stay with us.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing. It's advanced cholesterol support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing, plus get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, Superbearing. com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
In a world that's full of change, where the winds of fear rearrange, we hold our ground, we hold our line, for the freedoms intertwined. With hearts united, hands in hands, we fight for rights across the lands, for every voice, for every call. Together we stand tall. We stand tall for democracy, for the rights of others.
21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sonia in Paradise, California. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind this morning is a song called Supernature. It was written by a young lady, Lily Marlene Primilovic. I could be mispronouncing it. And it was composed by a French gentleman called Cerrone. Look up his name. And the song came out in 1977. And it describes to a T, and this is the astonishing part to me, it describes to a T what's happening with the environment in relation to people and how science threatens nature, and when it does, you never win. We will never win. Mother Nature always wins. It's called Supernature. The lyrics are incredible, how they're beautifully written regarding we challenge nature, we will always lose.
Yeah, well, it's a great message, Sonia. Thanks for the heads up on the song. I appreciate it. Francis in Seattle. Hey, Francis, what's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hey. You're on the air, Francis. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. So, I was calling about the person who talked about how the Republicans want to have enough military to fight two wars at once.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I don't think I've heard mentioned, at least when I've been listening, is how war benefits the 1%. There's three things involved. One is that military spending is the biggest spender on new technology. So that benefits the people that own the stock market. And 80% of the stocks are owned by the top 10%. Of wealthy people, you know, the wealthiest people in the country. And the second way is that military spending is secret. So unless the guy that rats out, the guy who wanted the $200 for a $5 hammer contract, rats out the guy that got it, the public never knows how they've been ripped off. And the third problem is the way military spending is used to advance an authoritarian and pro 1% policy. I read a lot about this a number of years ago, that the World War I never made sense to me, and so I kind of looked into why we got into it. And a lot of people pointed out that World War I stopped the progressive movement in its tracks.
That's interesting. I'm not sure that the explanation is anywhere near that simple, but there's a lot of people trying to figure out why World War I happened, period. it's still something that historians debate. But I get your point, Francis, and so does Bernie.
The U.S. the U.S. didn't have a dog in the fight in World War One. It was really hard to get the American people to join it because.
Yeah. No, there was, and that's, you know, I mean, this is Woodrow Wilson had to put people in jail who opposed World War One.
I know, yeah. My hero. My hero.
Who was that?
Mine and Bernie's hero. He put mine and Bernie's hero in jail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
He was running for president.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you, Francis. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. Kevin in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to see if you heard anything about this with Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming wants to create a Bitcoin reserve out of taxpayer money.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it was on Popular Information recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's like one of the worst ideas that the Republicans can think of currently.
Yeah, they're all pitching. I mean, you've got a bunch of Bitcoin billionaires, and they're lobbying both parties very aggressively, but particularly the Republican Party. And Donald Trump has, you know, a year ago, Donald Trump was saying Bitcoin is a commodity, it's not a currency, and, you know, it's a very risky investment. And, you know, if there's changes in technology that they could, you know, collapse the price of Bitcoin, all of which is true. And then a couple of Bitcoin billionaires went and gave him a big campaign contribution, and now he's talking about, oh, we need to have Bitcoin as one of our currencies. Bitcoin is not a currency. Bitcoin is a commodity. It is a thing. And, you know, sort of like gold is a currency, or is a commodity, excuse me. And to turn it into a currency is, I agree, is dangerous, particularly when its intrinsic value is a function of the amount of energy and processing time that goes into creating it. What happens when the next generation of processors come along that process twice as fast on half as much energy? The value of Bitcoin is cut in half because it's twice as easy to produce one. And, you know, it just seems like a dangerous road to go down. I mean, you know, let people play like a commodity all day long, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're claiming that by 2045, they're going to be able to wipe out half the national debt, and it's going to be $17 million of Bitcoin. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's a fantasy.
Like you said, that's just fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Andrew Jackson talking about how we can get more gold. I mean, you know, it doesn't work. Kevin, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the Republicans would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So,
you know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
In the land of the free, where dreams took flight, we built a beacon shining bright, but now the shadows grow so near, and the future's clouded with fear. Voices silenced, truths denied. It's hard to see the freedom slide. The pillars shake, the foundations quake. How much more can our hearts take? It's hard to watch democracy die. To see the hope fade from the sky. The dream we held so dear. Now threatened year by year. It's hard to watch the people cry.
We're going to push back on that one. Bob in High Point, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Not only am I a first-time caller, I'm also a first-time listener, and I'm very happy to have found your show.
Well, thank you,
Bob. I wanted to real quick take a moment to give a shout-out to my governor, Roy Cooper, who Monday very selflessly pulled his name out of consideration for Kamala's vice presidential pick. And I think that Roy did that because of some very important battles we will be facing in North Carolina in November, especially the gubernatorial battle. And my wife has taught special needs kids for 23 years in North Carolina public schools. And the GOP challenger to Mo Green for the state superintendent of instruction is weird even by MAGA standards. She wants to eliminate all special education in the public schools.
Really?
I couldn't help but think about that when Fred Trump talked about his uncle allegedly saying that, you know, severely disabled people should just die.
Right.
And
so Donald Trump,
you know,
said,
it's this weird eugenics or something that's going on.
Yeah.
But, again, just wanted to put a spotlight on some real important races here in North Carolina. And, you know, Roy Cooper, I think if he doesn't take a position somewhere in hopefully the new Kamala Harris administration, I hope he will challenge Tom Tillis for senator in 26.
Oh, that would be
Roy
a good
Cooper
thing.
Roy Cooper is just as solid as they come. One last thing, and I'll be quiet, just in case any of your listeners aren't familiar with Jeff Jackson, who is currently in Congress. His district has been gerrymandered out, but he is running for North Carolina Attorney General. Keep your eye on Jeff Jackson. He is the real deal and will certainly be an important part of the Democratic Party for years to come. Thanks again, Tom.
Yeah, Bob, thank you. Thanks for all that information. I appreciate it. A great contribution to the program. Thank you. Annie in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Annie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I am another first-time caller, long-time listener, and I had a question about, obviously, I live in a definitively blue state, and I wondered what we can do, those of us in those states, that might actually help or impact or convince voters in swing states who to vote for, because I feel like I've participated in a couple of these Democratic Zoom calls, and they don't really say anything specific about how to get involved beyond go knock on doors. And I think a lot of people don't answer their doors now.
That's
and
true.
They throw away postcards. And everybody screens their call.
Yeah,
what can we do?
Yeah, the groups that are coordinating these things, which include the Democratic Party and Indivisible. And then there's a bunch of other ones, and you could probably find them with a quick Google search or whatever search engine you use. They will provide you with a script, basically, what you should say when you call people, what you could write when you write your postcards. You can personalize them, you know, and talk a little bit about yourself or whatever, but basically there is a script that people use, and, you know, whether it's door-to-door on the telephone or in a postcard. And it makes it pretty straightforward and pretty easy. And some of them will provide you with the postcards and the postage, and all you have to do is fill them out and drop them in the mail. You know, other ones expect you to do that. But, you know, there's some great groups doing this stuff.
Okay. Do you know, I mean, one last question, I'll let you go. Is there any empirical evidence that these methods work?
Yes, there is substantial empirical evidence.
There
that these
is.
Work. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Thanks for all you do.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. Patrick in Seattle. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call. And real quick, to the woman that just called from Tacoma, she should check out Common Power, which is a Seattle-based organization that puts together just that sort of thing.
Oh, great.
But I just wanted to say, you know, the last few days have been so exciting. Kamala Harris is hitting it out of the park, and the Democratic brain trust has kind of uncharacteristically been flawless in their execution.
I agree. And the Republicans are having a fit. They're
And the Republicans are stepping on rakes everywhere they turn.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that the sugar rush is going to end if Vice President Harris picks Josh Shapiro as her VP. You know, this guy's Clintonian in the worst sense. And I guess I mean by that, he seems to be motivated by personal ambition more than any kind of larger moral agenda. And he's squishy on fracking, but he's from Pennsylvania. But he's squishy on school vouchers, and being from Pennsylvania is not an excuse for that. And he's beyond squishy on his tolerance for Israeli occupation and war crimes.
Yeah, and those are all positions that he probably, you know, if those are, you know, strongly held positions of his, he probably had to take in order to get elected governor of Pennsylvania. I mean, there are compromises that you have to make if you're a politician. I am confident that if Kamala Harris, whoever Kamala Harris picks, that she is a solid progressive, and that she is going to require her vice presidential candidate to change their tune. You know, I mean, Joe Biden was an advocate of neoliberalism when he joined the Obama administration. When he was in the Senate, he was very, you know, quote, moderate and mainstream and all that kind of stuff. And you know, he changed. I mean, he had a road to Damascus conversion sometime around the time he got elected, and suddenly became a progressive, and God bless him. I believe in redemption, Patrick. I believe everybody can change.
And I hope you're right. What I don't want to see is, I mean, Kamala has sort of blessedly stepped free of this thing that was, you know, cracking the Democratic Party, and I don't want her to step. I don't want the Democrats to step back into it.
Yeah, they won't. I have no inside information, but I can virtually guarantee you that they won't, because it would be political suicide. America has moved on. The Democratic base is seriously progressive. Neoliberalism has been repudiated and rejected by most Democrats, by certainly many Democrats. I'd say the vast majority of Democrats, in fact. They may not know what the word means, but they know that it's something that, you know, is a variation on Ronnie Reagan's stuff. And I'm just really not worried about that. Patrick, thank you for the call. Nikki in Chicago. Hey, Nikki, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I have no doubt that we're going to win the popular vote. I feel pretty confident about that.
Yeah.
What do we look like for the electoral? Because that's where we tend to get screwed. And I'll hang up and wait for your answer. Thanks,
yeah,
Tom.
Sure. Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, the last time a Republican won the popular vote, you know, in their first election, in other words, to get elected, was George Herbert Walker Bush, 1988. It's unlikely that the Republicans will win the popular vote. The Electoral College vote, that's why everybody's focusing on these six or seven swing states, is because that's going to, you know, we have this anachronism left over from the founding of the Republic that largely had to do with the fact that, you know, there were no national newspapers in 1776 or 1787 when the Constitution was written. And we're stuck with it. And until we do the national compact, we're just stuck with it. I am hopeful. Is it what we're seeing now in the polling that was just announced last night was that Kamala Harris is now leading in all of the swing states, whereas Joe Biden was anywhere from 3 to 6 points behind in all the swing states, behind Donald Trump. She's now way ahead of him. So I see that as a real positive sign, Nikki, and I suspect that this momentum is going to continue to build. I know there are people who are saying, oh, it's a honeymoon, it'll come to an end. I'm not certain that that's true. Nikki, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Tom in Mossy Head, Florida? I think you're muted, Tom, because I can't hear you. And I know you know how this works. You've been on this program enough times. Okay, I'm not hearing Tom. I'm going to go to Craig in Seattle. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I just wanted to expand on what you were talking about with the weird thing that Jesse Waters was saying.
Yeah.
And, like, how creepy all these, and I just, like, think we should be naming the GOP as the party of the creeps and, like, Donald Trump as the king of the creeps.
Yeah, and the incels.
And you think about, like, the, how about their, like, they're just, what are they so afraid of these women for? And Jesse Waters says that if you vote for a woman, you turn into one. Like, what is that? And, you know, I voted for Clinton. I voted for, you know, I voted for Hillary. I voted for Pramila Jayapal in Seattle. And I'm, you know, I haven't transitioned yet.
So, yeah, there you go.
It's just so weird how they're, like, so obsessed with, like, the bathroom thing. Yeah. And they want to, like, follow and make sure. And they don't let the, you know, kids play sports. And it's just, like, what they have, what do they have, like, mommy issues? Did their mommies yell at them when they were little?
I think they have genital issues.
And they're so afraid of women.
I think maybe they had a hard time being toilet trained or something. They all seem to be obsessed with genitals.
Yeah. And you think about, like, Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly and all these guys.
Oh, forcing women to have sex with them? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz and underage women and all this stuff, and they're also creepy and afraid of women. And it's so weird. It's like, get over yourselves.
It really is. Craig, well said. Thank you so much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. America keeps dominating at the Olympics with the most medals so far. CBS's Wendy Gillette is there and has more from the pool.
American swimming star Katie Ledecky continued her dominance in the 1500-meter freestyle, winning gold in Paris and setting an Olympic record. Also in the pool, Tori Husk took silver in the 100-meter freestyle.
The man accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two of his accomplices, have agreed to plead guilty after decades behind bars. Alice was a 9/11 survivor in New York City.
I'm thankful that they pled guilty. I mean, it's been so many years now, but I don't know what's the best punishment.
Former President Donald Trump questioning the racial background of Vice President Kamala Harris.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People who get lung transplants at UW Health have the nation's highest one-year survival rate. That's according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 95% of lung transplant patients at UW Health are still around after 1 year. The national average is closer to 88%. The Wisconsin State Fair gets underway Thursday, but we already know the best food. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
The Wisconsin State Fair awarded their prestigious Sporky's Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. Second and third places went to the Bud Pavilion's Hot Ham and Glazers and Camp Bar's Rise and Swine. The fair in West Allis runs through the 11th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms roll through. Temperatures will drop to the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, showers, still a few storms around, mostly cloudy skies and lower 80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You know, I should tell you that she's a certified hypnotherapist, MSW trained, and she's been in the business for like close to 30 years. And she says, like, you know, some of the weird, a lot of the weird things that Trump says are actually a means of inducing a trance. You know, like for instance, like when he talks about the, if he was on an electric boat and a shark was coming at him, and, you know, like would he let the shark get him, or would he, you know, just total, these total non sequiturs that actually helped induce people into trance.
They do. So, they do. Storytelling without concluding the story is a very powerful way to throw people into trance. You're absolutely right. Your wife is absolutely right. Go ahead.
What's that?
Milton Erickson, the famous clinical hypnotist, was all about this. We must have a delay here, Bob. Go ahead. It's yours.
Yeah, she also said that it'd be pretty powerful to like study Trump's use of language, because you know there's like a lot of things that he does that are, she believes are deliberate, to capture people's minds. And, we ascribe them to, he's just, plain incoherent. I mean, maybe he is also incoherent as well, but he does take some, like, pretty sophisticated means, or maybe he's not even aware that they're sophisticated. But, it's just to throw people off track and get them onto his track.
I agree, and his redundancy, he'll say the same thing four different times in slightly different ways, and that's another way of, continually reinforcing what he's saying. Yeah, I think your wife is onto something, Bob. Bob, thanks for sharing that. That was fascinating. Check out Milton Erickson's work. He talked about
power
story to induce trance at some length. Okay, Bob, thanks. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, just started listening to you. I finally got SiriusXM in my new car, and I like your show here.
Oh, very cool.
Couple things here. First, instead of calling him Trump, why don't we start calling him Don Old Trump?
Yeah, so yeah, I've run across that before. In fact, I used that earlier today. Yep.
Yeah. Well, so I live here in Indianapolis, and we're pretty well stuck with WIBC if we want to listen to talk radio at all, which, yay, raw. And they're a pretty right-wing station. They're always harping about how property taxes are too high in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I called up and asked them. I said, well, you're trying to get property taxes on houses lowered. Why aren't you doing the same thing on apartments? And they said, because there's not enough people that live in apartments to vote. And I went and checked, and yeah, it's about 40% of people living in apartments vote, as opposed to 69 or better percent of people living in houses.
Right, because homeowners are more likely to be higher on the economic food chain than apartment dwellers. And that, you
right.
know, the wealthier people are, the more likely they are to vote. I mean, that's been well known for a long time.
So, yeah, well, I was just wondering, should the Democrats make a more concerted effort to do some door knocking or leaving pamphlets or whatever in the apartment?
Yeah, getting people to register to vote. Yeah, absolutely. One of the problems, I don't know if this is happening in Indiana, but in Texas and Florida, basically it's now a crime to try to go door-to-door registering people to vote. The League of Women Voters has abandoned both states, along with a half a dozen other red states. So, you know, if it's still legal to register or to help people register to vote in Indiana, you know, I'd encourage you to participate in it, Mike. You know, get involved.
Well, I plan to.
Get some voter registration.
I just can't. What you just said there, I can't believe they've gone as far as trying to stop people from getting people to register.
Oh, they have. They've basically criminalized it. If you make one mistake on a form in Florida, if you have a person's middle name instead of an initial, or an initial instead of a middle name, or you fail to put a period after the initial, you can go to prison. I mean, it's just nuts. So, Mike, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Good luck. Reach out to your local Democratic Party. They'll help you out with that. We're hitting the top of the hour here. It's the end of the show. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.